Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Master Sergeant Nicole Amer is being honored with a memorial stone at the White Bear Lake Veterans Memorial Park. VFW Commander Gary Kahlberg read the inscription on the paver during Monday's Memorial Day dedication.
Master Sergeant Nicole Amer, adored wife and mother, served with honor, loved without limits. Her light lives on, always in our hearts.
Amer's husband, Joey, and children were there for the dedication. Master Sergeant Amer was killed in a drone attack on March 1st in Kuwait. Several hundred people gathered Monday at Fort Snelling National Cemetery for Minnesota's largest Memorial Day ceremony. Fort Snelling Memorial Rifle Squad Commander Richard Middleton says freedom comes at a cost.
Some soldiers are returned in draped caskets. Some soldiers are buried in foreign lands. And some soldiers don't come home.
Middleton said our service members answered to a higher calling.
A call to serve our country and duty. They gave us today, tomorrow, and all tomorrows of our future. They are heroes.
U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith also spoke at Monday's ceremony. Authorities are identifying the 17-year-old boy who died of a gunshot wound following a car crash in North Mankato. Officers say Tyson Goodsell died of his injuries in the hospital. Police were called to a vehicle crashing into a townhouse late Saturday night. Goodsell was found unresponsive. Investigators are asking anyone with information about the shooting to call the North Mankato Police Department. Goodsell was a student and football player at Mankato West. Passenger rail advocates are celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Amtrak Borealis line between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Brian Nelson of All Aboard Minnesota says it has been one of the biggest success stories in the Midwest in decades.
In just its first year, it substantially exceeded projections on both ridership and operational performance. So I think this is absolutely a major success story that All Aboard Minnesota is looking to replicate with other routes.
Nelson says around 425,000 riders have taken the Borealis since its inaugural run in May of 2024. And the Twins belted the White Sox 3-1 in the series opener Monday on the south side of Chicago. The loss snapped the Twins' four-game win streak. Brooks Lee did all of Minnesota's scoring with a home run in the first inning. All-star Joe Ryan starts for the Twins tonight in the second game. This is MNN.